It's Saturday morning and time for the Coach's Show. An in-depth look at high school sports with the coaches and players behind the headlines on News Radio KWOS 950 and 104.5. Here's Missouri Hall of Fame sportscaster Kevin Kelly.
Good morning and welcome to the Coach's Show. The Jefferson City Jays are expected to play baseball today down in Springfield, and we are joined now by Jays head baseball coach Kyle Lashley. Coach, it's a little bit damp outside right now. We're going to get some games in today?
Yeah, I think we will. Kick has a backup plan to have a turf field down there, I think, at Parkview High School. With the rain still in the forecast, we'll be able to get it in.
Two games down against Springfield Kickapoo. They're having a very good season, aren't they?
Having a really good season. You know, Coach Hauser does a really good job down there with those guys, and I've had a lot of success over the years, and they got a lot of arms, and yeah, they'll be a good games for us going here into the last 2 weeks.
And this is a continuation of a great schedule that you've put together this year.
Yeah, we've had a real tough schedule. I think that's the way we want it, though. I wouldn't want it any other way. You know, for playing guys that, you know, and competing at the highest level against teams that, you know, are throwing their best arms against us, like I feel like they have, I think it's just going to make us better here as we get into districts.
District is right around the corner. Your final week of the regular season is next week. Boy, it's come quick, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. With not having a season last year and then this year, it just flew by. But, you know, it's been good to be out there and, you know, you're playing 2 to 3 games every week. It seems like this second semester for school and everything has just flown by. So it's getting down to crunch time now.
8 teams in the district. It'll be at Sedalia Smith Cotton. You are the number one seed. First of all, congratulations on that.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You know, you take a look at that situation where you're going to be playing on May the 17th, opening up against Waynesville, then the semifinals are on the 18th, and then the district finals are scheduled for May the 19th. If weather permits, that's back-to-back-to-back. You better have some pitching.
Yeah, I think that's the way it's set up, is you better have 3 arms. You know, our district is wide open. I would say, you know, at this time of year, it doesn't matter if you're the 1 seed or 8 seed. I think everybody has a chance, and it's whoever gets hot at the last, you know, they're late. And I feel like we got 3 arms that can get us to the championship, and we'll see what happens from there.
You know, when you sit down and analyze that, sometimes you look at it from the situation of, well, we're going to play 3 straight days. Do I pitch my number one the opening day, or do I wait and see if I can't move them to the semifinals or the finals? But then you have that in the back of your mind of, if we don't get there, then he doesn't get the chance to pitch.
Yes, that's a question I think a lot of coaches this time of year ask themselves is, well, we got to get there first. And I do feel like my number 3/4, you know, he's 3-0 on the year. Or 4-1, I'm sorry. And then my other number 4, he's 3-0 on the year. So, you know, they've thrown against, you know, some of the middle half teams, whereas my 2 guys, my call them 1A, 1B, with Jacob Retchin and Case Hager, you know, they're throwing against the top tier teams that we've played on our schedule. So if I can get past, you know, throwing the 3-4 in this first game against Waynesville. He's kind of struggled this year a little bit, but, you know, I think I feel pretty good about my chances here with the next 2. So
you're the number 1 seed. Rockbridge checks in at number 2. Blue Springs South is 3. Blue Springs is number 4. Helias is number 5. Capital City is in the district as well. That was a big win for you earlier this week when you beat Columbia Rockbridge. Is that the difference in the number 1 and 2 seeds?
I think it was. You know, Coach Tal and I talked before the game, and first thing he said is, winner of this gets number 1 seed. And I said, done deal. So, I mean, it was, I think it was pretty cut and dry. I mean, during the seed meeting, we got every team voted us as the 1 seed, which, you know, I'd say this before, you know, it doesn't matter if you're the 1 seed or 8 seed or 3 or 4 or whatever. You got to play good baseball, especially in a district like this.
me ask you a little bit about districts. And as we mentioned, you will be at Sedalia Smith Cotton for the districts this week. Would you like to have a situation where in the future the number one seed in the district gets the opportunity to host the district?
I think that would, yeah. I think if a team is deserving of the number one seed, I think they're deserving of maybe like a home field advantage type deal. But I also would like to see a lot of different things with the way we do our classes and, you know, just the, you know, having the double elimination and doing some different things where it's just, it's not given, you're not one and done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I think that would be fair. I think with the way the situation we're in right now with still kind of going through the pandemic is they wanted to get the most centrally located spot. And then on top of that, you know, having an area that has been pretty good over the last few months of just having the COVID rates down. So.
You know, with people not familiar with the process, how does it work in terms of who hosts a district?
There's really not a process. I mean, it's just like you put your name in, you know, your athletic director fills in, put the form in, and I'm not really sure how the process works.
Yeah.
That's something that we'll have to ask Misha.
You're just told where to play, right?
That's exactly right.
All right, you come into these two games in Springfield today, averaging about 6.5 runs a game. That's a pretty good total.
Yeah, we set a goal at the beginning of the year of trying to be, you know, we think 6 to 7 runs is our magic number. So if we can continue to do that, our middle half of the order has kind of started to come around a little bit here as of late, you know, producing some more hits and getting guys on base and everything. So if we can score, yeah, 6 to 7 runs, I like our chances with our pitching.
You've had 8 games where you've scored at least 9 runs or more. You've only been shut out once this year.
Yeah, got shut out against Francis Sal. You know, and going into the seed meeting, it's kind of funny. Blue Springs South coach, you know, says he leads the state in 1-run losses, and his was at 10. And when it was my turn to talk, I said, well, I think we're second with 7. So 7 of our 10 losses are by 1 run. And so that can kind of get old after a while, but mm-hmm. at least you know you're in the game. And as long as our guys are competing and we're doing the right things to win and we come up a little short, you know, it is what it is. So
you had that stretch in late April where you lost 5 of 6 games and all were 1-run games. That has to be frustrating, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And it, like I said, as long as we're playing good baseball in those games and we're not, you know, throwing it around or going up to the plate and just having really bad at-bats, not competing, no energy. If it was like that, it would be very, very frustrating. But I don't, you know, the games, the stretch there where we had a few games there we lost, it, you know, it didn't seem like that. We just came up a little short. They had one hit, one bigger hit than we did. And, you know, so it was just kind of one of those things that you just – keep playing hard and keep competing and hope to give yourself a chance.
Well, you head into districts undefeated against district opponents this year. I believe you're 4-0 with wins over Capital City, Helias, Sedalia Smith Cotton, and now Columbia Rockbridge.
Yeah, 4-0. You know, we don't get a chance to see the two Blue Springs schools, and then we don't see Waynesville. So, you know, we've done some research here in the last week or so about just trying to get some information on some of these other teams, and but I think the biggest thing it comes down to is just worrying about ourselves right now and making sure that we're doing the right things, because I think if we do, we'll be right there.
Next week is the end of the regular season. What do you like most about your ball club right now?
I just think we're pitching it well defensively. I think we've kind of found the right guys to the right spots, and like I said earlier, the middle half of our order, who struggled early, has really turned it on here as of late. And if they can get some production there in the middle half, and we can continue what we do at the top of the order, you know, I think we're gonna compete in a lot of games.
I always say the gold standard in the regular season in high school sports is getting that 20-win plateau, and you're right there at 17-10, and you've got, I believe, four regular season games plus districts to go.
Yep, yeah. We got 17-10 and got a couple more to go, so it's not going to be easy. You got two tough ones today, and then you come back Tuesday against a really good Blair Oaks team. And then we come back Wednesday against a Gateway Academy team who's they played in our tournament a couple games, and they're just a fun, high-energy team to watch. So it's not going to be easy the next four games, and then we get ready to go and take off from there. So,
two games in Springfield today against Kickapoo. Quick scouting report on the Chiefs.
They can pitch it. They play defense. You know, batting, hitting wise, I wouldn't say they have anything crazy, but they do have arms. They've always had arms. And if one guy's, you know, struggling, it's next guy up, and that guy's going to be right there in it. And so they're just a well-coached team. They're solid all around. They play good baseball. So, you know, we're going to have to, like I said before, and to play our best baseball to stay in the game. So hopefully we can just keep doing the right things and see where we're at.
I know you have a bus to catch. Appreciate your time this morning. Good luck today.
Yeah, thanks, Kevin. I appreciate it.
All right, Jefferson City Jays head baseball coach Kyle Lashley. Again, 11 o'clock is the scheduled start of doubleheader for the Jays down in Springfield against Springfield Kickapoo. Back with more after the break. It's the Coaches Show on KWOS.
Be the first to know about breaking news in your area with the ABC 17 News app. Just allow notifications in your phone settings and get the alert to stream raw, live coverage from the scene.
Right now, there are at least 13 patrol cars.
No matter where you are, you'll know what's happening right now in our community and across the globe.
Some more breaking news.
Right now, crews are at the scene of a fire.
The most important stories in the palm of your hand.
ABC 17 News. Get the app, get the alert.
Hickman's Automotive are not like the other guys. They actually want you to take your vehicle somewhere else. Find out how much the repairs are priced, then come see them for an honest second opinion. One of Hickman's Automotive's clients were told that they needed to replace their entire engine, but when they came to Hickman's Auto for a second opinion, they helped them save over $8,000 and found out what the true cause of the issue was. Save money and get your real problems fixed with Hickman's Auto. Sharing pride in your ride, it's HickmansAutomotive.com.
People used to grow their own food, make their own clothes, even build their own houses. Nowadays, our skills are more specialized, but there are still the DIYers who like to try their hand at, well, anything, like landscaping. For them, Capital Sand Company makes do-it-yourself doable, supplying superior sand and rock to do-it-yourselfers since 1973. Find them on Facebook at Capital Sand Company or at CapitalSandCompany.com.
Capital Sand Company just makes sense.
Hi, this is Lynn Kramer at Merry Maids, and times are changing. We realize that our customers are busy and that even making time to do in-home estimates are difficult. So we are doing estimates over the phone. We do a virtual walkthrough, and then I send you an email with all the details. Everything else has stayed the same. We are still insured and bonded, bring all our equipment, supplies, and guarantee our work. Contact us online at merrymaids.com.
Merry Maids!
Colony of termites. They make it sound so nice, don't they? A colony. Well, it's not nice. It's the vanguard of a precision operation that could involve up to as many as 1 million termites in your backyard. That's more termites than people in the Uzbekistan army. Think about that. The Uzbekistan army underground in your backyard, and they want to eat your house. Now, you can either call the National Guard, but they're busy, or call your friend Steve.
I'm Steve with Steve's Pest Control. Our Centricon system for termites doesn't just get them out of your house, it kills the entire colony dead. Plus, we give a $250,000 termite damage warranty protecting your home. We're going to solve your pest problem. I guarantee it.
From the tenacious termites to the rascally rodents, call Steve's Pest Control. Online at stevespestcontrol.com.
Now you got a friend in the pest control business, Steve's Pest Control.
The KWOS Coaches Show.
Welcome back to the Coaches Show. We are joined now by Susan Stegman, President and CEO of Special Olympics Missouri. You are very busy, and that's a good thing, isn't it?
It's a great thing, Kevin. Thanks for having me on this morning.
You've got a bunch of places today, don't you?
We do. We are back. COVID hit us all, and we went into pivoting to somewhat home, but we are back, and it's great to be busy and great to be able to be together with our athletes.
Let's spend a moment and talk about navigating through the pandemic as far as partnerships, athletes, volunteers, donations, those types of things were concerned.
We relied on our volunteers, our athletes themselves, and partners that you mentioned. University of Missouri system has been a great partner of ours, and we were able to utilize some internships and resources through 4-H with them. And then Diamond Pet Foods has stepped up in a big way as a statewide partner for us, coming on board just right before the pandemic hit in 2020. And then we pivoted with our athletes taking the lead to start what we now call SOMO at Home, and that is virtual programming for athletes to connect with each other as well as with us through training and health and wellness programming, just connecting as friends would socially, and doing a little bit of e-gaming. So just some fun ways for them to connect safely while we couldn't be together, but connecting through the web and virtually that way.
Spend a moment, tell me your partnership with law enforcement as well.
Absolutely. The law enforcement is really what I first was introduced to 31 years ago, because they have always been a part of our programming back in, 35 years. They celebrated 35 years with us last year during the pandemic. Not a great way to celebrate, but they stuck with us as well, and they're volunteers, first and foremost. But they help raise awareness and funds for our athletes, not only in Missouri, but all over the world. But our officers and their agencies have been so instrumental in helping us. It's really a part of their culture, part of what they learn, even in the academy in some cases, to help partner with Special Olympics wherever they end up. So maybe not even in Missouri, but they may end up, working in Florida. But wherever they go, athletes are there, and they partner to help raise awareness. And they started it as a run, literally carrying the torch. In Missouri, our start was from Columbia to Jefferson City, just a 30-mile run. And now, 35 years later, they're raising almost $2 million every year for us. And Missouri's law enforcement ranks number 9 in the world for what they do for Special Olympics.
And
Number 9. Yep. And a lot of people are like, wow, that's pretty amazing.
That's impressive, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
This year, 50 years you celebrate as far as Special Olympics Missouri is concerned. And it's a great story, isn't it?
It is a great story. We all need not just a great story, but we all need something to celebrate coming out of the pandemic. And so we're trying to do that in a lot of ways, not just with one celebration or one day in time. So we're telling the stories of 50 years ago when Special Olympics Missouri started, and finding the volunteers that are still with us. Sometimes, and in some cases, athletes who are still with us, to get their perspective of how Special Olympics has grown and changed to be so much more than sports, which is what Special Olympics started out as being. We still are a sport, but we're so much more than sport because we have healthy athletes, we have athlete leadership, and we have educational opportunities through health and wellness and our athlete leadership programs that are just more than sports.
Yeah, let's spend a moment, because you just mentioned it just a second ago. An important part of this is health and wellness, isn't it?
It is a huge part of it. In Missouri, we've been participating in healthy athletes and offering healthy athlete programming for probably 15 years or so. But it's really taken on an even more important piece of what we offer in our stool, if you say what Special Olympics is, because our athletes wanted it and needed it and craved it, because they don't necessarily get that opportunity for in their lives daily. So this is something, when you talk about in any athletic program or in any athlete's life, it's not just about training for your sport. it's also becoming a well-rounded athlete. Mm-hmm. And so we're doing our part of that, and our athletes, like I said, we're craving it and have really welcomed it. And at our Training for Life campus here in Jefferson City, an entire wing of the campus is devoted to health and wellness, healthy athletes programming, where we have screening rooms where volunteer clinicians can come in for when our athletes are here in camp to get those screenings. And it's not, they don't get treatment, so it's not like we're trying to, you know, we're not being more than we are, you know, what can be and are qualified to be, but they're screening our athletes for problems and issues that could be and need treatment. So it's really a referral care opportunity. So we're connecting with county and local community health organizations and just physicians. So we partner with the Missouri Dental Association and have for, gosh, I don't even know how many years, probably 10 years, with where we can send our athletes to dentists locally back in their community to get those cavities or get the treatment that they need.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the torch run, and I wanted to let everyone know this before our interview ended at the bottom of the hour, is Missouri will be represented in a torch run leading up to the start of the 2022 Special Olympics World Games, won't you?
We do send an officer every single year. We have the opportunity to nominate and recognize one officer and send them to the final leg. And that is where the officers raise awareness for those World Games. And in some cases, maybe it's USA Games, but it's every time that there is a game, a gathering, we are able to send an officer. And we're also able to send an athlete and nominate an athlete to do that. And we are proud to have an athlete that's being represented in Kazan, Russia, in 2022.
Right.
And that is an athlete from the Carl Junction area down around Joplin.
Right around the corner, June the 5th, Summer State Games in Columbia. I know you're excited about that.
We are really excited about it. And we still are seeking volunteers. So thank you for bringing that up. We need volunteers. And you can volunteers can go to our website, sumo.org. Click on volunteer at an event, and State Summer Games will pop up on June 5th in Columbia. And we need volunteers to help us run the events. So we have volleyball, aquatics, track and field, and powerlifting happening. And we're excited because we will be able to be together just for one day. That is a change for us. Normally we're multi-day events, but we are still practicing our following protocols around COVID. So everything will be held on that one day. We're estimating about between 400 and 500 athletes will be with us on that Saturday. So we can't do that with just a handful of staff and volunteers. So we do ask for people to come out and be with our athletes and see what Special Olympics is all about and why it's so much more than sports.
About 30 seconds left to go in an interview. I also want to let everybody know that the state outdoor game schedule for Jefferson City on two Saturdays, September the 25th and October the 2nd.
Yes, and we will definitely need volunteers on those 2 days. And that, again, is a new structure, a new schedule, just to work around COVID and do so in a safe manner for not only our athletes but our volunteers. Appreciate that very much, that people will come out and help us.
Susan, thanks for being on the show, and have a great weekend.
Thank you so much, Kevin. Appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you. Susan Stegman, President and CEO, Special Olympics Missouri. Quick reminder, you take a look at their website. They've got the history of Special Olympics Missouri on their website. Catch that sometime. We're back with more after the break.
Here we go. The games begin.
We know their games.
D.C. statehood was an issue that was raised in previous press briefings.
We know their playbook.
I don't remember this being a big issue in the campaign.
But he's here to clarify it all.
Maybe Puerto Rico's next.
Sean Hannity.
Well, that would be two Democratic senators in perpetuity, pretty much, considering that D.C. is the swamp. And that's the goal. And that's the power play.
The Sean Hannity Show, weekdays at 2 on News Radio KWOS.
Going that extra mile. Anymore, it's rare to get the first mile out of people, let alone the extra one. It really makes me appreciate Speedy Bee's convenience store. As if it ain't enough, they give you fresh burgers made to order, the cleanest bathrooms, and the coldest beer. Every one of their locations offers daily lunch specials, fresh made. That says extra mile to me, but maybe they don't keep track. Maybe they just enjoy the journey. Speedy Bee's. Fresh burgers, cold beer, clean bathrooms. Find Speedy Bee on Facebook.
The KWOS Coaches Show.
Postseason is here for high school golf teams across the state, and joining us is Helias golf coach Jay Higgins. First of all, Coach, you've had a great year, haven't you?
Yes, we have. Good morning, Kevin. Since the last time we talked, which was right before the Jeff City Invitational and our first annual CMAC Conference Tournament, very successful. We won the Jeff City Invitational. We won the conference tournament. So all in all, it has been a great year heading into postseason.
Now let's take a look toward the end of April. First of all, first place in the Helias Invitational on April the 19th. As you mentioned, first place in the Jefferson City Jays Invitational on April the 26th. And you won the inaugural Central Missouri Activities Conference Golf Championships on April the 28th. And in fact, you had the individual champion in that tournament as well, didn't you?
We did. We had Archer Sneeders, who was my freshman, was the gold medalist, who shot 200 par. He was a 200 par round at Jet City Country Club. Won the whole thing. Davis Linhart was right there with him and took second place and was our silver medalist.
Archer Sneeders has had a great year for you, hasn't he?
Archer is. I was talking to the other coach last night, Travis Reinch, and Archer has the possibility to be one of the best or the best golfer ever to come out of Helias outside of John Daly. Mm-hmm. Archer is a special, special kid. And just as a freshman is so mature and nothing gets to the kid. So it's awesome to watch and fun to watch.
You've had an opportunity to kind of step away from the schedule for just a little bit as you prepare for districts, haven't you?
Yeah, we needed a little break. We played that, the invitation on the CMAC tournament, and we had to prepare hard for both those tournaments. So we did have a nice little break. We took 2 or 3 days off, and then, this week started preparing for the golf course down here in Joplin, Missouri. So got some good practices in the last couple of days. We actually came down to Joplin last night, Kevin. So we're down here now, and we're going to go play a practice round today, practice round tomorrow, and get after it on Monday.
Tell me a little bit about the layout of this golf course, and is it good for your team?
It's much different, which is why we made the trip down last night. It's 6,100 yards, which is a lot shorter than what we're used to. We're normally playing 6,400, 6,500, 6,600-yard golf courses. Especially when we play at Jeff City, Meadow Lake, even Sedalia. So this is a 6,100-yard golf course. So we've never seen it. We're not going to change the way we play. I can tell you we're going to be in full attack mode like we always have been. So it's just going to be, instead of hitting 8 irons and 9 irons in the greens, hopefully we're hitting gap wedges and wedges.
Now the other thing, too, though, is if you have a golf course that may be a little bit shorter in distance, a lot of times it's placement a key on a golf course.
It is, and we talked about it, and we're going to play, like we normally do. Our kids hit the ball a long way. All five of my golfers have great distance. That could be great, and it could be bad when they see these, 312-yard par fours. So we're going to play, we're going to play a few rounds and, look at, hey, is it smart enough to hit the big stick, or do we take a 6-iron, 5-iron, put it out in the middle of the fairway, and then attack from there.
Coach, today on the high school level, what's a good average drive off the tee?
Well, back when I played, it was like 250.
Right.
Now these kids are hitting it, 310, 300 yards. And with technology, with the way golf is now, these young kids, even from Archer, Davis, Drew, to Burke, to Graham Johnson, Graham sometimes puts it out there at 330, and Drew's at 320, and my other freshmen, sophomores, are 285 to 300 yards.
Hitting your drive out there in the fairway, that's a place I've never been to. Not with the first shot.
Well, I'm gonna play with the boys today, so it's gonna be I'm gonna be playing way far behind them after we get off the tee box.
I think they need to move you up on the tee box, you think?
I think there's I looked at the red tees. The red tees are about 5,000 yards, and I could probably move up to that and join those kiddos.
15 teams in the district, as you mentioned, down in Joplin on Monday. There's a different format as far as postseason is concerned with golf. Tell us about that.
It is. All the previous years that I've coached golf, the number one, whoever wins districts, move to sectionals. And then the winner, the top two teams out of sectionals moved on to state. So you know, last year we obviously didn't have golf because of COVID, but they made a change, and now they're taking the top 18 players from district. There's no sectionals, and you have to have 4 or 5 year players qualify to participate as a team at the Sedalia Country Club for state. So our goal is obviously to get 4 or 5, get all 5 kids through, and you know, doing the homework like I've been doing with all the other schools that we're going to be playing against. We have that opportunity to get 5 kids through.
And as you mentioned, and we've talked about this before, golf is not only an individual sport, it's a team sport as well.
Yes, and that's, our kids are so close, even the freshman to the senior, great friends, and, you know, their focus is a team. And that's really where, you know, we've been preaching it all year is we're, you know, team, team, team. And, you know, we're not looking to take 1, 2, 3 kids to state. We want the whole team there and to bring hardware home from Sedalia.
Some local teams are down there in the district besides Helias, Capital City, and Jefferson City. Have you had an opportunity to see most of the teams play that are in the district on Monday?
Sedalia, we've seen Sedalia most of the year. And then, of course, Cap City and Jeff City, we've seen. Everybody else is new to us. They're all pretty much Springfield schools, Lee Summit West, Lee Summit out of Kansas City. I've researched these kids on these other teams and the teams as much as I possibly can, you know, to see different scores that they've been shooting throughout the year. So we feel confident going in that we're going to get, you know, we're going to be in today as a team.
Yeah, and the thing, too, is you got to concentrate on the golf course, not pay so much attention to the other teams in the district.
Exactly. That's my job is to pay, you know, take a look at what these other kids are doing and what I feel like our kids have to shoot to advance, and then game plan it from there on how to, you know, get that number, let these kids shoot that number. And I believe that number is, you know, if they shoot 81 or under, Kevin, I believe that's going to be a good enough score to get us two state or get an individual two state. Hopefully, like I said, 4 or 5 of them. And that's really what we're going to be working on all day today out at the Joplin Golf Course. And again, tomorrow is focusing on, you know, here's the number we got to stay under. How do we do it? So 2 days of hard practicing before we go on Monday.
Yep. You're in the largest class in class 5. There's some very good golf teams and individuals as well, isn't there?
There's some great golfers. All the way across the board. Each team has a couple quality players. So being in the class 5 is definitely going to be a lot different than us playing in our class 3 like we have been for the last 7 or 8 years.
Will the state tournament still be a 2-day event this year?
The state tournament is a 2-day event. It's in Sedalia, which you know, is our kids are very, very familiar with Sedalia Country Club, and we played well there earlier in the day with Smith Cotton. A classic, we took 2nd behind Rockhurst. So our kids know that golf course as well. But it'll be a 2-day event, Monday, Tuesday, and call it a season.
As you mentioned, you're down in Joplin. You'll play the golf course this weekend. When you go out there, what are you trying to accomplish? What do you want to try to do the next day or two as far as being on this golf course in preparation for Monday?
Preparation for Monday, I want these kids to feel comfortable on what they're hitting off each tee box, whether it is the driver, whether it is a 5-iron, 6-iron. Look at the par threes. Par threes are usually what makes a golfer's round is, you know, playing the par threes well. So we're going to hit a lot of different clubs off these par threes. Where to miss, we're going to miss left or we're going to miss right. The greens, from what I've heard, are pretty small. So working on a lot of getting up and down. If we do not hit the green, we're going to work on up and downs all day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be, you know, a long day for the kids, but they're willing to put in the work. And, you know, like you said, Kevin, is, you know, get the ball placed where we want to place it and attack from where we want to attack it from. And each one of the kids have different strengths, whether it's with their wedge, gap wedge, 60 degree, and, you know, get the ball to that spot on the golf course and then go from there.
Coach, appreciate your time this morning. Good luck on Monday down in Districts in Joplin.
Kevin, thank you as always.
Elias Golf Coach Jay Higgins, our guest on the Coach's Show, back with more after the break.
This is Chuck with Bath and Home Transformations. Are you having trouble putting a smile on your significant other's face? Well, I don't mean to brag, but I can help you out there because I give people what they really want, a new bathroom or kitchen from Bath and Home Transformations. We're the only full-time bath remodeler in Jefferson City that specializes in grout-free systems. And with our 12-month interest-free financing, putting that smile on their face has never been easier. Bath and Home Transformations. Don't move. Improve. Visit us online at bathtrans.com.
Aside from simply having a stellar product or service, when you run a business, you need great people, too. But finding qualified local candidates can be daunting. So try MidMoHires.com. Contact Zimmer Communications today and ask how you can post your open positions and have them promoted on multiple radio stations and social media platforms. If you want to find the right people to help build your business, talk to Zimmer Communications about posting on MidMoHires.com. Local companies hiring great local people. MidMoHires.com.
Of the top 100 air conditioner experts, what are the most common reasons air conditioners break down during hot and humid conditions? Kim?
Clogged coils?
Russ?
Peanut butter?
Uncomfortable.
At AirServe, we believe the air in which you live and breathe should be comfortable and clean. Right now, for a limited time, we're offering a $20 discount on our air conditioner tune-ups, so you can relax and be comfortable all summer long. Go to AirServe.com and schedule your appointment today.
We'll put you in your comfort zone.
The KWOS Coaches Show.
As we mentioned prior to the break, golf districts across the state on Monday, and joining us is Blair Oaks Falcons head golf coach Leroy Bernsketter in Class 3. It'll be district action for the Falcons down in Springfield. You'll play on the Payne Stewart Golf Course. That's a pretty good golf course, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I'm not too familiar with it. We've never had a chance to ever play down there. We've played a lot of the other courses down there, but not that one.
Will you have an opportunity to play on that golf course before Monday?
Yeah, we're going down this weekend and get a practice round in, and we'll spend some time, you know, mainly just seeing what each of the holes are laid out, and, you know, what kind of clubs they'll need on each one, and, you know, get them a little more familiar with it.
15 teams in the district that the Blair Oaks Falcons are in Class 3, and took a look at it last night, and most of those teams are from the southwest part of the state, aren't they?
They are. We only two that we have played is Eldon and Osage, which is in our conference, and they're going down there with us, and the other ones are all down there. We've found a few tournament scores that they've been in, and so it's tough with 15 schools in it.
I was going to say most districts with 15 schools in a district, all the districts are good, aren't they?
Yeah, they've got to, you know, divide it up where, you know, basically it's really not a district. It's almost like a sectional now. And, you know, and it's tough getting rid of the top two teams not going plus the next 15. You know, they were looking at the pace of play, but now, you know, you got to get at least four of them in that top 18. With that many, you know, I don't know if it's really going to be a team thing at the state anymore, because it's going to be hard to get a team out of district.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had Jay Higgins on just a few moments ago, and he explained to us the difference as far as the postseason is concerned with golf. Do you like the new format?
No, I don't. There's plenty of coaches that you look at this, the whole, then just don't make it a team concept, you know, because here these kids are going to work hard all season and look for a reward. And so on 1-2 days, you know, it's not going to be perfect any way you go. And so we have a few kids in there that may take a little time or whatever, you know, and then next thing you know, now we decided to not even give them that opportunity, especially as a team. You know, there's some kids that may, you know, in high school golf, it's all by participation and the having a team that you can think about. You know, I always preach that to the kids, you know, 30, 40, 50 years from now, you still have this memory. Well, a lot of that's not even going to happen anymore, because, you know, some of my kids, you know, when we had some of the really good players, they loved it. They had other got teammates with them down there.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was just that, you know, that togetherness. And we've lost a little bit of that. And I don't know if they'll change it back or not. So.
Well, you've had a great year, haven't you?
We sure have. You know, things just fell into place. And, you know, got a really good bunch of kids. You know, they're led by Jake Closser, good kid, hell of an athlete. You know, he just keeps going. And then, you know, Dylan Bryan has stepped up, filled in, you know, hurt last year that we didn't get to play. He's a sophomore, but, boy, he sure has picked up his game. And then, you know, J.J.'s been there, you know, the last couple years. And then this last week, you know, Todd Bistis and Brady Kicker stepped up their game. And so, I was looking at different things. And, you know, it's not out of the realm that we can't get four in there.
Mm-hmm.
We had four in the top 14, you know, at conference, but you know that's only 8 schools versus 15. So,
right,
you know, you got to sit back and say, well, you know, you guys just got to shoot a little bit better. What's it going to take to get out of there? I don't know, because there's just too many schools down there that we have not seen and don't really know. But you know, most likely you're going to have to shoot, I think, in the mid 80s or below to get out.
And you're heading into districts on a roll as you won the Tri-County Conference Golf Championships at Boonville on Wednesday.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping the confidence level. I mean, one of our golfers had a bad day, but the other ones picked it up. And so hopefully, you know, they have their best days, you know, coming up. Because now that's what it's going to take. It's, you know, sometimes you can hope that you just don't have your worst day, I'll tell them. But you get the districts now to get out, you're going to have a good day, because you're going to have to get in that top 18 or, you know, that's it. And again, there's still the chance that you can be a district champ and get a plaque and still not go to state. But, you know, so that's still a goal, you know, at least be district champs. But right now, my five, they're hoping they all can shoot close enough together and then they all can get out.
Coach, appreciate your time this morning. Good luck on Monday down in Springfield.
All right. Thank you, Kelly.
Blair Oaks Falcons head golf coach Leroy Bernskitter back with more after the break. It's the Coaches Show on KWOS.
Your body is like a computer. Your brain is the hard drive and the processor. It's where all of your files are stored. Your heart, on the other hand, is the power supply. And without it, nothing else works. Thankfully, much like a computer, if you take care of it, your heart will run perfectly. At the Missouri Heart Center, they'll tell you it's never too late to start eating healthy, exercising, and quitting smoking. And it's never too early to start doing those things either. Don't miss a beat with the Missouri Heart Center, online at moheartcenter.com.
This is John
and Wes,
your tractor guys at Rosebud Tractor. Wes, I think I'm going dense.
John, you are a bit dense, but don't be so hard on yourself.
No, I mean I'm going with the high-density round baler from New Holland. The bales store better and you don't have to handle as many.
Yep, New Holland balers help you save time and money.
Wait, you think I'm dense?
Oh, look, we're out of time. Rosebud Tractor, your tractor guys in Lynn and Rosebud, Missouri.
RosebudTractor.com.
Having more rock choices for your landscaping is fun. Feeling overwhelmed by so many choices is not so fun. Realizing you can try free samples at home? Now it's fun again. Capital Sand Company not only has the best selection, the best quality, and the best prices for landscaping rock anywhere, they'll even let you try it before you buy it. Find them on Facebook at Capital Sand Company or at CapitalSandCompany.com.
Capital Sand Company just makes sense.
The KWOS Coaches Show.
Elias Activities Director Tom Gwynn joins us now on the Coaches Show. You'll be leaving us at the end of the school year, won't you?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me. Yes. So I will finish out the year at Elias Catholic, and then I'll be transitioning to Elias Catholic. And I'll be transitioning to Osage High School, and it really is bittersweet.
Activities Director at Elias, I believe, for 3 years. Is that correct?
Yeah. And it's been a wonderful 3 years. Essentially what it comes down to is this is 100% a family decision. There's so many great people at Helias that have helped me, and I've learned so much there, and it's such a wonderful school, and I certainly don't have any regrets throughout my 3 years there. And my family has lived at the lake now for those 3 years, and I've been commuting back and forth, and it's just been a little bit of toil to make that commute each day, and I've had an opportunity to get closer to home and work and serve the community of Osage, and so ultimately that's the direction that I've chosen to go. And like I said, just want to be closer to home, and my wife and I have a 9-month-old daughter at home now, so just trying to hopefully spend a little more time with them.
Yeah, I wanted to have you on because I wanted to tell you how much we appreciated working with you while you were at Helias High School in terms of keeping us updated and all the schedule changes for all of the sports. And then when we were broadcasting over at Ray Hinchcliffe Stadium and at the Rackers Fieldhouse, you took care of us, and we really appreciated that, and we'll miss you.
Oh, well, thank you. It's a pleasure to help you guys out. Everybody in the across the board in terms of media in Jefferson City are really wonderful people. We'll still get to work with Rod Smith a little bit at Osage, and hopefully even with you here and there, and Tom Rackers at the Tribune, and really just try to do our best to make sure that when you guys come to our house, you're taken care of and enjoy the venue and things like that, because what you do is truly important, and we appreciate the high school coverage that you guys give us, and just try to take care of you just because of the recognition that you give our schools.
Tom, as activities director, what did you learn most about the job?
I think it's entirely, it's funny because most ADs, I would assume, have quite a bit of extensive playing experience as a player themselves, which I did. And then, typically they go on to coach in some capacity, and then they move and transition into the AD role. And all three of those roles are so different. And my perspective has changed tremendously, and now being an AD for 3 years. And I think one of the biggest things that was eye-opening for me is to witness, and you get to spend a significant amount of time with each program. Sometimes people only have tunnel vision and they only see football or they only see boys basketball, but just to appreciate each program for what it offers, and also to recognize what it's funny because teams will take on the personality of their coaches, and so you really get to witness way that coaches have an impact on the kids in their program and even the parents within their program. And it's wonderful to see the commitment of our coaches, especially Helias Catholic. The work rate there is through the roof. And just to see the kids pick up on that and then adopt some of those habits and see our coaches model such wonderful things and then see the families be impacted by that is awesome to see.
I was going to say, you appreciate the coaches and the student athletes, don't you?
Yeah, 100%. And, another thing you get to see as an AD is just the amount of work that our coaches put in is truly amazing. I mean, obviously you go through the school day, but then some of the behind the scenes stuff with the film and the meetings and just the guidance that we have to give parents and players off the court. It takes a lot more than I think sometimes people truly understand. And so, we're coming off a teacher appreciation week, and, I think coaches need to be thrown into that mix too. And it's a great week to just recognize everything that we put into student athletes and what we can overcome.
And your position is so much more than just making sure that a schedule's filled out.
It is. I do enjoy that part of the job. The scheduling is a small piece of it, though.
Yeah.
It really is. It was more of the job than I wanted it to be this year just because of COVID. I mean, we scrambled quite a bit in trying to fill holes and gaps in the schedule, especially there in the fall. I mean, the football schedule seemed like just a roller coaster up and down from week to week. But that wasn't the only program that had to overcome some adversity. I mean, we were juggling schedules across the board and just kind of but to go back to your question, it is a lot more than that. One of the first things that comes to mind is our assistant athletic director, Susie Rockers. Her and I do a great job in juggling an athletic study hall. So if we have some kids who are struggling in the classroom, I mean, kids do have to make sure that they are academically eligible. And so that's one thing that we track and monitor. And anytime a kid is struggling in the classroom, it's our job to make sure that they get those grades up and they're eligible to compete in competition. And so that's one of the things that we do. But I mean, beyond that, making sure that each of our teams is appropriately staffed and we're bringing in qualified coaches to make sure that we are bringing in the best people for the job. And hiring can be truly difficult because of the hours that we just discussed with coaching and what it requires. So, and then in addition to that, you know, it's not like we have tons and tons to offer financially in terms of salary. So people who coach do it because they love it, and sometimes those people are hard to find. So yeah, just juggling grades, staffing, there's a lot that goes into it beyond scheduling. There's no doubt about it.
We got about a minute left before we have to take our break at the end of the program. If there's one thing that you could take with you from Hawaii to School of the Osage, what would it be?
Well, that's hard to nail down one thing, but I think the most important thing that I can bring with me to Osage in learning from Hawaii is just trying to keep things in perspective and making sure we realize the true meaning behind high school athletics. And that's to make sure each kid gets a great athletic experience, our extracurricular experiences. And that goes beyond the playing field, whether it's band, choir, some of the clubs, archery, making sure that we give them a great experience outside of the classroom that where they can learn and take things with them beyond graduation and into their future career.
News Radio 950, KWOS, and on FM at 104.5, KWOS Jefferson City.